President Trump says the Windy City could be next as part of his federal crime crackdown. His comments coming the same day the Pentagon started ordering National Guard troops in Washington, D.C. to carry firearms.
People in Chicago, Mr. Vice President, are screaming for us to come.
The president claims crime in Chicago is out of control, but city data shows violent crime trending down, including homicides dropping more than 30% this year. Mayor Brandon Johnson claims even though the Trump administration cut federal funding for gun violence prevention programs in the U.S., the city's investments in housing, community safety, and education are having a positive effect.
What we're doing in Chicago is actually working. Again, 32% reduction in homicides. That's not something to just blink at. Now, is there more work to be done? Absolutely. So let's continue to do the work that's working.
Johnson says he is taking Trump's threat seriously, something Alderman Brian Hopkins echoes. Both feel deploying troops would only increase tensions, not solve anything.
If he really wants to help Chicago's law enforcement problem, he should give us a federal Homeland Security grant so we could hire 2,000 police officers, Chicagoans who know our city.
Trump's order to send hundreds of troops to Los Angeles is currently at the center of a legal challenge. It's likely the same would happen if he tried to do this with Chicago. Johnson says they'll leave no stones unturned, including legal action, if it comes to it.
We will use every single tool available to stop this president from disrupting the lives of Chicagoans.
The president says after Chicago, he's looking to New York and L.A.